It has been a while since we visited with Kyle Bailey, so we're happy that he's here this morning from the Kyle Bailey Foundation. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Let's see. You are Michigan's only four-organ transplant recipient. Give us a little bit more of your background. We've talked before, but just to kind of remind people who you are and how this all came about.
Yep. So originally raised in Port Huron, Michigan. I still live here. I'm a normal Joe Blow usually, and then I created this foundation 2 years ago, and as of 2 years, we've given about $68,000. It's not a huge public press for when I release it, but I'm proud of what I do. Of course, I am Michigan's only four-organ transplant recipient. That is a double lung recipient in 2011, and I am celebrating 4 years this month with a liver and kidney. And then 2 years ago, I did that big crazy bike ride with Todd and Carrie and Skip the dog. Everybody
right.
remembers, and they always ask about the dog.
The bike ride, by the way, that was Ann Arbor to Orlando. Is that
yes,
right?
Yep. Ann Arbor to Orlando in 19 days on a bicycle, and then we went through seven states and did some touring and learned some education on organ donation per state. And then last year, I got a little crazy again, not as crazy, but we bicycled, or I should say I bicycled, Mackinac Bridge to Blue Water Bridge, 344 miles in 6 days down the East Coast.
Amazing.
So, yeah, I felt great. I'm honored to do it. We raised some money, and this year I set a goal. I actually kind of, even though we're a volunteer set, I did kind of hire some people that kind of help me permanently, and they're all volunteers, and they're all from this area. Lexi Folgrap is a heart recipient in the area, Blue Water area. Justin Stover is a lung recipient in the area out of Croswell and Lexington. And then Aaron Jackson's a lung transplant in the area. So there's us four in the Blue Water area. So I think St. Clair's got a great push for organ donation. And then with the money this year, we are going to try and raise $50,000 to give to children with disabilities to help pay for medical needs in St. Clair County. So I am reaching out to a little bit of Sanilac County, but I want to make sure I find a family towards the end of the year and donate as much as I can. So it's not just Port Huron. It'll be Algonac. It'll be St. Clair, Ira, KPAC, the families who are in need. And if I had $1 billion, I'd give $1 billion away. So,
well, you know, you got to start somewhere, and
yeah.
Maybe you can work toward that billion. What is the mission of the Kyle Bailey Foundation?
So we have two missions. One is to promote organ donation awareness with the Gift of Life Michigan and Gift of Life America. And they provide me with the needs for organ donation and the website to sign up immediately. And then on my half, you know, just to give to children with disabilities. I've been in that scenario where I've needed a medical appliance that the insurance felt didn't need to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to my family and strong friends, and we did a fundraising, and we were able to raise, I believe it was over $35,000 for one machine, which is now covered by insurance, ironically. But that, when I was set up and approached to start this foundation, I said that's where my money will go to, because there's a lot of medical advancements where they're not covered, or, you know, high cost of medical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate how outrageous it is for to live. And
yeah.
So I know, you know, I believe I'm worth about $65 million in medical procedures and medicine in my 35 years of lifetime. And I know that families need it. This is my way to give back.
Yeah. You're looking good. You're feeling good?
Oh, I feel great. Just started kind of training on this past month. I set out to do a stair climb for the American Lung Association, and it's called Climb Detroit. You can look it up. And what they do is they raise money to any lung diseases or anything to promote breathing. And I just signed up just to want to challenge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stair climb, and they usually do the Renaissance Building, and they're doing the Ally Building this year.
Wow.
Which is about 45 flights up and then back down.
Man, oh man.
And they actually looked me up and approached me and said, we would love for you to do the press for us. And, you know, I was immediately shocked.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of run for myself and for the foundation. But it's going to take on a bigger animal, which is great. I honestly do believe I am the face of organ donation. And, you know, I seen the doctors yesterday and they said, it's a green light. You're doing great. We believe you inspire us. And that really helped me know the doctors are inspired and they feel the same way I do. And I don't mean to sound arrogant or cocky when I say that, but, you know, being the four organ, one of 35 in the country and the pretty much the only one that does these crazy stunts, I'm out here to prove that it's worth it. And it's, you know, you're just as good with an organ transplant.
You are living proof for sure. What can we do to get more people to become organ donors?
We can sign up through my website. I will have a website, KyleBaileyFoundation.org, that will start in 2 weeks. So if you look it up now, it won't be available, but it will be in 2 weeks. And I'm going to put all my events and pictures and promote in the Blue Water area. We have a schedule coming up. The first one is February 14th on Valentine's Day, which is National Donor Day. The Prowlers have agreed to push this fundraising like they did 2 years ago. So what I've done is I've changed their jerseys. I'm really excited about them. They're purple and green, and they should be shipped in any day now.
Cool.
And those will be auctioned off after the game. I have two pair of Red Wing tickets being auctioned off at the game, as well as raffle baskets, and a portion of each ticket cost goes to the charity. And then again, I'll be doing the stair climb March 1st, March 29th. I will be doing a 5K in Gros Ciel for cystic fibrosis. And then April 19th, I'm really excited about this one. Piñata's Mexican Smokehouse in town has agreed to do sort of like a spaghetti dinner, but it'll be taco dinner.
Okay.
And they're hosting and cooking, and it will be at the American Legion Post 8 on 6th Street. That will be April 19th. It's a Sunday from 12 to 6. You'll come in for like X amount of dollars, I think $12 or $13, and all you can eat. And all the portions go to the charity. We'll do raffles and all that stuff. I also have a four-man golf scramble June 26th at the Elks Club. And then I am planning for a big bike ride again this year.
Are you? Okay.
Yep. I know people are asking all the time It's kind of become a thing. I'm really excited about this one because we've already got the ball rolling, thanks to our representative, Shane Hernandez. He's in close contact with me, and so I don't want to give away any details yet, but I will be starting in Port Huron, and I will be finishing in Port Huron, and it does have to do with the Blue Water Bridge.
Okay, so, that sounds interesting. Well, when you're ready to release the information about that, let us know.
I will. So I'm pretty excited. We got a couple more things where you're just kind of going and, you know, trying to live life to the fullest. And I hope everyone will jump on board who's in the Blue Water area and outside of the Blue Water area. I have a great following to help reach our goal. And again, you know, if you know a family that is in need, please reach out to me. Any of my social medias or Kyle Bailey Foundation, or you can look up Lexi, Justin, or Aaron, and they're working with me now. So I'm really excited about this year and the potential for growth, and it'll be a good year.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic year. And again, the Prowlers game, February 14th, that is Valentine's Day. That's the day the night to be at the Prowlers game, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Right, it should be a good one.
Should be a lot of fun. Kyle, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Paul.